This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you ever meet someone who seems kind of off? When someone isn't being fully honest with you about their past, you should turn to Truthfinder. Whether it's a creepy neighbor or a random phone number, Truthfinder has you covered. You can search for people by phone number, address, name, email, and more. Truthfinder can be especially helpful for running confidential background checks on anyone you plan to meet from online dating apps. If you're on a dating app, you need to be on Truthfinder. Go to truthfinder.com to uncover the truth today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Well, guess who's joining us today?
Susan Gage.
Not even she knows what she'll say.
Susie Joe.
If you cross her, she will set you straight.
Susan Gage.
Or she might be looking for a date.
Oh, yeah.
Susie Joe.
It's time for Susie Joe.
Donald is telling us the deal will be made, and this is a transition to greatness.
That's a good line.
Just, I mean.
I'm transitioning to greatness.
Let's all. I hope, before we talk dating, I hope this sets our country on a path for unparalleled success.
Like you've never seen before.
Like you've never seen. I just think let's just avoid a fiasco and do this right at the start. I don't know, silly me.
I think you had a good idea, and if you would have been one of his advisors, he might have listened to you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Part of it, too, is he was getting pummeled by a lot of people he believed.
Jamie Dimon, remember, didn't
Bill Ackman, yeah. Elon, Teddy Cruz. There's a lot of folks. Okay, you've got three guys pining after you. Is that what's going on right now?
Okay, so I got a lot going on in my
Yeah.
life. And...
First of all, you've been here 3 days in a row, which surprised us.
Phenomenal. I don't get used to it because I'm leaving next week.
Can I just say this in all sincerity? The show is better when you're here.
Oh.
I mean that.
Thank you. I love being on with you.
Yeah.
You know I do.
You hate being on with Adam. I know that too.
So anyway, I need to get a renter for my apartment. I need to sell a car and I want to get a date for April.
Wait a second. How many apartments do you have?
I have a basement apartment that I rent out.
Oh, so at your place?
At my place.
Yeah.
I don't want no creeps, man. It's going to have to be a very quiet, studious female that wants to live down there.
No males?
No. I don't really think so.
What if the market continues to go really bad and I'm flat, busted, broke?
I would let you stay basement. I might even let you stay.
Thank you.
Like, just for free. I wouldn't. No, I take that back. I would need some rent.
How much? How much would you charge me broke?
Broke $500 a month.
I'm broke.
Okay.
Dave, does that seem like a good deal if it's $500?
Well, it should be less for others.
Probably so.
Anyway.
Okay, so you got these three guys on the hook.
Okay, so anyway, it just popped up. Bumble, Hinge, and Facebook dating.
Yeah. Good.
And funny guy. I'm going to tell you his name because I don't know if he listens or not. Boomer.
Boomer.
I'm kind of down on him.
Are you down on him?
Dave, come on.
He's so funny.
I don't see you dating a boomer.
He throws down right away. What are my...
Throws down? Hey. Excuse me?
Well, no. He
kind of knows.
He says, what are you in this for? Chatting, friends, casual dating, long term, or...
Sex.
Friends with benefits.
Straight to the point. I like that.
Boomer.
Boomer.
It's not Boomer Esiason, is it?
No, but he... And it's not his real name. It's Mark. But my point is,
what's his last name?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's not a science.
You don't know his last name yet?
No, that's really early in the process.
Okay.
God.
Yeah.
You've got to learn a little more about this online dating.
I've never done it once in my life.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm a professional. Okay. So anyway, Long and the short of it is also, guess what? He's funny as heck. He's cute. Guess what? Oh, he's 45. That's kind of young. I'm 62. That 45.
So
is that,
what?
Is that all right?
So what?
Okay. Then there was another one.
I dated Carla.
Yeah, how old was Carla?
19 years younger than me.
Okay.
And we don't date now.
I know, but it didn't matter.
We're still great friends.
Oh, that's nice.
And the age thing was never in bad. In fact, I was the person. We went out. Yuka set me up. She said, I think she's five or 6 years younger than you. And at the end of the date, I go, so how old are you? And then I just checked out when she said it.
Mm.
And finally, a few friends of mine said, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
And, you know, in the end, it didn't work out. But it wasn't because
you had
age.
It was a nice relationship.
8 years?
Yeah, that's a good,
and
run.
And Michael, her son, is like a son to me, and he was at my house last night for dinner. He's at my house this morning.
Nice.
He's ride or die with me.
So, bachelor number two.
Yeah.
From Hinge, much more buttoned up. IT manager. But
what's his name?
Should I say?
Well, it's
yeah, why not?
Fred or something, right? It's not, you're going
to. Kevin.
Kevin. Okay.
And
didn't mention a nickname?
No nickname. Pretty buttoned up. But
yeah.
But looks like a nice gentleman to go out with.
How old is he?
He's 61. So that's,
okay.
Yeah. What was the third one? There's a couple. Joel. All of a sudden, they're just lighting up. I don't know if it's the end of the month and they have a date.
End of the month? It's the 9th.
You gotta wait.
I have to get an April date in with someone I
don't know. Well, it sounds like you're going to get like 8 dates.
No, if I get 2 out of this bundle, I'll be good.
Okay, and don't worry about the 45.
All right.
Stop. Dave, are you with me? Or are you?
I'm thrilled with 45. If this thing works out, turns long term, you got somebody to take care of you. That you don't have to take care of, hopefully.
Push me around.
What are you
saying?
Is she on teetering on?
No, I'm not.
I'm saying, you know what? What are this 10, 20, 30 years from now? Eventually, we all tend to go downward, and this guy will still be young.
That's right.
Speak for yourself.
He asked me if I ever would want to skydive. I said, I've often thought about that.
You've never thought about it. That's like a crock of bleep.
Actually, I did.
I've often thought, Dave.
I've often pondered.
Hi, Susie Jones with the news. It's 103. Hold on. Sorry about that. I was thinking about skydiving. Let me get back to the news.
I had a boyfriend, though, at the time, swear to God.
Yeah.
And he said if I skydived, he would break up with me. I'm
wow.
like, why?
And what goes, a weird thing to say.
Right? And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he's like, well, if you died, I couldn't handle it. I couldn't handle it. I'm like, wow.
Okay. What a dope this guy was. If you die, I think you're going to break up. Just
I'll be dead.
Dave,
so
I mean.
Break up with me ahead of time.
At that point, I guess you rolled the dice, right?
Yeah, exactly. Listen. Okay, so which way are we leaning? I say the 45-year-old.
Okay, well, I'll give it a shot. No problem. I mean, I'll text him right now. And when I'm going to get back to the newsroom because I have my phone back there, and I'll say, hey, let's go get a cup of coffee or.
What is an ideal Susie first date location?
This guy, you know what I think? I think this guy would be a walk around the lake. Maybe Sunday, you know, nice day, take a walk. I bet he's bubbly and funny and chatty. He's in the program.
Okay.
My program.
Mm-hmm.
And
you know
we'll
what I
see.
Hope he, you know what I hope he tells you?
What?
We better walk early because the Masters is on Sunday. I got my priority.
The Master.
Okay. Like, I mean, you know, hey, toots. You know, it's our first one. Come on. Rory.
But tell me the truth. Because Sunday's the end, right? Or is it Monday?
If the weather is cooperating and it looks like it's going to be fabulous, it is Sunday. They'll be on the back. Excuse me. The second nine. God, the phrasing they have to say. It drives me nuts.
Okay. So have you ever been a spectator of the Masters?
Spectator, yes, and I played it once. One weekend, too.
The Masters itself?
No.
The course.
Wow, good for you.
No, the course.
I did. I played it.
Is it a hard course?
It was one of the thrills of my life.
But you didn't, you shot 300?
Mm. No, I had one real good round.
Okay.
Yeah. My guy, Wheelock Whitney.
Yeah.
One of my favorite.
Is he still around?
No, sadly.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And, yes.
He was a great guy.
Oh, 10. He's truly, take him giving me one of the great thrills of my life out, he's still one of the most amazing people I've ever met.
Just above reproach. Like if some black or right, if it's more, his moral compass was straight.
Awesome. I mean, his funeral, this is, I don't know, 7, 8 years ago. There were thousands there.
I bet.
And we showed up with my father about 30 minutes early, drove my father nuts. we were like in the second church.
Oh.
They're like, it's too packed. And my father kept going, hello? Hello? I'm like,
it's me. They didn't let him in the front row.
They're like, hey, second place. It was such a cross section.
What was his line of business?
A lot of things.
Yeah.
A lot of things. And, I mean, here's a testament. His last wife was Kathleen Blatz. She's the Chief Justice.
Yeah.
And she quit her job because she loved him so much. She knew there was a pretty good age gap between the two and wanted to do it. To spend time with him. So that's why she quit as the Chief Justice.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I just remember he did a lot of work. Oh, I know. He did a lot of work on same-sex marriage.
He did a lot of work on
because
that.
Because he had a relative, and he was just like, this is the dumbest thing ever.
It's one of his sons. Yeah. Stupid. I mean, he was in political office. He was part of sports ownership. He was, and by the way, the name Sons Austere, like Wheelock Whitney, he had friends all across the political spectrum, all across the financial spectrum, all across race.
Yeah, okay.
It was such a powerful.
How old was he when he died? Was he in his 80s?
80s, I think. Yeah. You know, so here's how I paid him back real quick. I can't literally pay him back.
No.
He and when Kathleen met, their song was Norah Jones. And so Norah Jones was at Northrop. And so I was able to secure four great, great seats and had to pull in like eight shits on that one. Then when we get there, Wheelock's like, okay, we're going to meet her afterwards, right? I'm like, what? He goes, well, you set it up for us to meet. I'm like, no. He goes, you can pull that off, right? I go, I'll try. So then I go to my guy and he's like, I took these tickets away from Sedna. Sure. But you can't talk to her because she didn't want to talk, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So then we go in the back, and I say, Wheelock? And that's Kathleen and Kathleen, the sister. I'm like, we can just meet her, shake hands, can't talk. I'm like, you, Wheelock, are you hearing me?
Yeah.
You can't. Yeah, got it. Goes in. We end up talking to her for 25 minutes.
Aww.
She was love Wheelock.
He disarmed her.
We're 10 minutes late for the break already.
I'm sorry. I love talking to you.
Yeah. Okay. Dave's got a great story. You can stick around for Dave's great story when
sure.
we come back.
Dave's great story.
And then Jim Pete on the disastrous Wolves game last night in about 12 minutes. Stretch Lab. Wheelock would love Stretch Labs. Wheelock stayed fit as a fiddle. Do you ever use that phrase, Susie?
I do. I love it.
Fit as a fiddle.
Fit as a fiddle. Hey, are you doing the spot right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like when you stretch.
How much does it help cue?
A lot.
I was going to ask.
A lot.
The stretching bit?
Oh, yeah. Because of Quinton's challenges with Dirk 1A, mm-hmm. it helps him greatly. He loves it. They adapt to Quinton, and the stretches for Quinton are different for you or Dave or me.
But he's in. He likes to do it.
He loves it.
Nice.
And by the way, yesterday again, there was like a high school athlete there. There was some guy in his late 50s there. Oh, that was me. There's cross-section of people. There's great trained therapists, 11 locations. You want to run a little faster. You want to play pickleball a little better. You want to hit that driver about 7, 10 yards further. Stretch Lab leads you that way. StretchLab.com, 11 locations, half off your first offer at StretchLab.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's funny you're playing this because on the TikTok last night, this popped up where who's the great British talk show host that everybody goes on?
Graham
something? Graham Norton.
Graham Norton.
Yes.
And it was Michelle Pfeiffer, mm-hmm. who's amazing, right?
Great gold.
still beautiful. As they
say, she's white gold right there, and they're playing that for her. And she was very funny about it. She was just, it was so kind to do it. She goes, but it's really uncomfortable. My kids are in the back seat. Okay, tell everybody, Dave, what today is.
My youngest is turning 5 years old today.
Aww.
That is so good. Molly. Five.
Yes.
Okay, tell everybody. You know, part of why I love you is you don't hide your emotions. You're out front with them.
I'm feeling them today. Okay, I've been feeling them the last couple days.
Okay, say why.
And in particular, started last night as we're walking into Target to pick up some candy and little toys for her classmates to share today. And just, you know, we're walking through the parking lot and she's holding my hand. And I just got to thinking, how long is this going to last?
Oh.
How long is she just going to, without thinking, reach for my hand? And I get that little hand and I get to hold it. And then she hops on the cart and we zoom through Target and she's causing trouble and having fun. And it just got me thinking. Now my oldest is 8. The youngest is 5. It feels like it was yesterday for both of them that they were brand new babies. And everyone tells you, goes fast.
Does.
Everyone tells you, go fast.
You know that.
Yeah, it certainly does. And I think the more accurate is what I've also heard. The days are long and the years are short.
Hmm.
And it's just 100% true. And I just got to thinking, when do you realize that this life moves too fast? Because when you're a kid, it's going to be forever. When you're a high schooler, when you're in college, it's going to be forever. You know, I'm going to be young forever. Then in a blink of an eye, you're 40 and you have your second kid turning 5 years old. And you look at your others and at your other child and she's 8. She's halfway to driving and I'll never see her again.
Yeah. And she's going to crash the car 3 times.
Don't say that.
And you, the cheapskate that you are.
Stand.
Yeah.
And then she's going to
She'll
go
be having
college.
Sex soon. I mean.
Honestly, really?
Yeah.
That's what we're going to go with.
Yeah.
We're going to just terrorize you now.
Yeah.
And then when they go to college, dropping them off at the dorm, you're going to be a mess.
No, they're not going to college.
You're going to keep them at home.
Handmaid's Tale situation.
College is going to be like $800,000 a year by that point.
Yeah. And we've defunded everything, too.
Right.
Yeah, Susie, there are moments where life, you just cannot believe how fast it's going.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, my oldest boy is getting married this year.
And he's 52, right?
Yeah.
How old is
Hunter? What? Just turned 30.
And he's getting married in the summer?
November.
Of this year?
Mm-hmm.
Where are they doing it?
Hawaii.
That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Okay. That's fun.
I'm turning 60 next month.
Really? What are you going to do for 60?
Hopefully, have some fun with some friends.
Good. You know, remember what I did for my 60th?
Shot Adam Carter?
No. I stayed at the Four Seasons downtown Minneapolis.
That's right.
On Christmas Eve. Not Christmas. It was the 26th.
Because you are if people forget, you're a Christmas baby.
I'm born on Christmas, and I didn't sleep there Christmas night, but I slept there on the 26th. Was amazing.
That sounds fantastic.
And they have this amazing bathtub, just a standing deep bathtub.
Yeah.
So it's December, and I had a dinner reservation downstairs at the fancy restaurant.
Yeah,
and
great restaurant.
I took a long bath.
Why not?
As the sun was setting. It's 5 o'clock, Minneapolis street lights. I walked down in my beautiful dress, and they said, "Good evening, Miss Jones. We're happy to take you to your table."
Wow. How great is that?
That's good.
It was fabulous. It's fun to do something special on the big ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kids graduate high school.
Yeah.
They start driving.
That's a hard one.
That first day of school. There's a lot of good ones. Happy birthday, Molly.
Happy birthday, Molly.
That's fantastic. Jim Pete should be next on CCO. Jim Peterson is here. That story is true. That was Jim Dutcher after I got destroyed at his camp. And I was crushed. And Dutch was accurate. Jim Pete, I'm going to repeat for you the first question I asked you on your last visit. Would you like to hear it?
Sure.
Here we go. Why is this team as unpredictable as they are? That's it. That's what I asked you last time. That was my first question to you last time. You know my first question is this time? Why is this team as unpredictable as they are? Nothing has changed, including a colossal screw-up last night.
Well, and we just went 14-4, by the way. I mean, like, you know, it's not like it's, you know, this the sky is falling, but it just seems that way because of recency bias. You know, like, seriously, Chad, like, I wanted to slit my wrist last night watching that fourth quarter. I mean, I was like, you could feel it coming. You know, they had the 24-point lead, 10 minutes to go. All of a sudden, they go on that 10-0 run, and all of a sudden, it's cut to 14. You go,
uh-oh.
I said it. There's 8 minutes to go. There's a lot of time left in this game.
Yep.
And so they start playing that 2-3 zone, and, you know, we started having some bad possessions. Then Ant came back in the game, and the first thing he did was jack up some, you know, 30-foot three.
Dumb shot.
And you know, and Grady even said, you know, like, that's a questionable shot. Because we've all seen it, right? We've all seen it. And so, and Chris was not happy after the Philly game either.
No.
Finch was really upset. Like, he was, you know, I saw him afterwards at the hotel, and, I mean, he just was so beside himself. Because it's a fatal flaw of this team, basically, is the lack of professionalism and understanding the moment, what's needed. And, you know, it kind of reminded me, I was sitting there watching that game, and I was sitting there watching us unravel, kind of like OKC did when we came back from 24 down against them.
Right.
Using a 2-3 zone, by the way.
You know, and you're right on 14-4. That cannot be forgotten. But within the 14-4, there have been great performances against great teams. Including Oak City, including the dramatic craziness of Denver. But then there are these other performances where if it's just attention to detail, professionalism, respecting the game, they win it. And we've been having this back and forth debate. We can talk about this, whether this team is in better position to go far in the playoffs compared to last year. And you were raising very valid points, and look at the number of guys who are playing their best basketball right now. Rudy's playing his best basketball. Randall, for multiple months, has been playing his best basketball. Dante, Conley, McDaniels, probably Naw. And, like, I can't disagree with any of that, but there was just a more professional, consistent approach last year. And I'm not saying they didn't have bad games, because they did, but there weren't the swings. So with the playoffs starting soon, I responded to our buddy Jace Frederick, who does a brilliant job for the Panic Press. I have no clue. I still feel like I know a fair amount about the game. I watch the game incessantly. They could lose in the first round, and I go, not that big a surprise. They could go to the Western Conference Finals, Jim, and I wouldn't be surprised. And the truth is, I think everybody in that organization feels the same way.
Hey, Chad, remember last year when the Wolves, at the end of the season, the last starting in the middle of March, they lost to the Denver Nuggets, and then they lost a tough game at home against Chicago. But then they lost to the Phoenix Suns twice.
Yes.
You know, at the end of the season, they got beat by – Wolves scored 87 points in the one game.
Yeah, decisive losses.
Game 82, they got beat by 19 points against Phoenix.
Yep,
and
at home.
And by the way, there was a loss against Denver in there too. So the Wolves lost to Denver twice and Phoenix twice towards the end of the season. And we all thought that the matchup with the Phoenix Suns was going to be a travesty, right?
I was in the group. Awful? I have to admit it.
Yeah.
I was in it.
And so anyway, I just think that you're 100% right. The standard deviation of what could happen, you know, in terms of, like, big wins, big losses, playoff wins, playoff losses, anything is possible, and that's why we love sports.
It is. I was texting with Ricey about it, and I texted him, I go, Duke feels better about handling the press than the Wolves felt about handling the zone, and we just were joking back and forth. And even I finished with Jace, too, on the tweet today. They're like a good TV show. It's suspense. You don't know. Okay, so let's talk about a few parts of this. Chris is fairly inclined to say, at times, figure it out. I'm not going to bail you out all the time. And we're both big backers. We both think he's an excellent coach. I think he's one of the seven or eight best coaches in the game. I believe that 1,000%. I felt like you needed to make a few more moves last night.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I think some people think he needs to be more fiery too. And, you know, it's like we had some friends at the game last night. Afterwards, they were wondering about, you know, doesn't Chris get on them? It seemed like, you know, as things were unraveling, he should get more angry. And I was like, well, you've never seen him at practice. And,
yeah,
and you know, he doesn't tend to show guys up on the court. You know what I mean? Which I think is a good thing. I think it's actually a really good thing. Like, he gets into them in the locker room, and trust me, his displeasure is known to the team. Then he doesn't save anybody from any kind of criticism. But, you know, he's got a tendency – and the players, to go back to Mike, you know, when things kind of start unraveling a little bit, he goes back to Mike and he goes back to Jaden. And really what was needed, I think, at the time was they needed more shot makers because the zone was – they were kind of just like playing boxes and elbows and they were packing it in and they were making it difficult to get the ball into the middle of the zone. And so Jaden and Mike don't always help in that regard, you know. And do you know what I mean? Like, I think that
yep.
Dante and Nas were the two guys when they came into the game. In fact, that's the point I was making, was like when they came into the game, the Wolves struggled at the beginning of the third quarter and it was a 10-point game. And all of a sudden those two come in the game and they start moving the basketball and it pumped up to 24 points and things were rolling. When I just feel like sometimes that he goes back to Mike, and I understand why, because Mike is a calming influence for those guys. But, yeah, I agree. You could have pulled some more strings. But you know what, though? At the end of the day, Chad, the last couple games against Philly and against Brooklyn, especially against Brooklyn, they were junking up the game with all kinds of junk defenses. And the Wolves had seen it. We've seen this a bunch. This is not some new scenario. So Chris, I think, was trying to make them figure it out. But what was happening last night should not have happened. And they all know it.
They, afterwards, clearly this was organized to say, we're good, one game, let's not worry about it. You know, let's just calm down, let's just move on, and let's look ahead to Memphis. Did you like that approach, and did Chris need to do that as a contrast to how mad he was at Philly? Because I think there are some people saying, now, wait a second. If you get your doors blown off and have a 23-0 run, that's kind of where you want to see the coach fiery. And I think he picks and chooses and might have felt like, I was just fiery after the Philly game. How many times can I keep doing it?
Yeah, you can't sit there and overplay that card. That's why I say, like, you know, when my buddies are asking me, why doesn't he get into guys? Like, why isn't he more fiery on the bench? I just don't think that you can't do that today to these guys. It's not Bobby Knight time. You know, you don't want to embarrass them and show them up like that. So it isn't to say he isn't tough, as I maintain that Chris is as tough on these guys as any coach in the league in terms of just making them accountable. So, yeah, I mean, you don't want to make too much of it. We're getting ready to – we need to win against Memphis. We got to beat Memphis tomorrow. And then you got to come home and take care of business, and you got to start the playoffs on a positive note. You don't want to sit there and beat these guys up, you know, game in and game out. And by the way, you have to admit, Chad, when they built that 24-point lead, they played some of the best basketball of the season up to that point. The way that they were able to lock down Giannis, get back in transition, not give up all the easy stuff that Giannis had been getting, they had played great. So, again, it is a microcosm. That Milwaukee game, of all the things that happened, was a microcosm there. See, John was right, by the
John
way.
John was 100% right. 100%.
John was 100% right. Chris wanted to blow it up, but it certainly was that.
I guarantee you, if Chris ran into John, who he respects immensely afterwards, he would have set him off the record. I just had to say that. Okay, before we go, I got 90 seconds. Let's rank the teams the Wolves want to avoid as long as they can in the playoffs. I'm going to go first. Oak City 1. Lakers 2. I just don't like their matchup against both those guys. And I got the Warriors 3. What do you think of that list? Do you want to change it? What are your thoughts?
I would put OKC 3, actually. And I would
really?
I'd put the Lakers 1. I don't think we match up with the Lakers well at all. And I think that the Golden State Warriors are also a difficult matchup for us. And I think that we have a lot of confidence against OKC. I feel like we can play against them. I feel, just me sitting there coming into the games against OKC, I feel good about it because we have so many guys we can throw at Shea, and we have length. We have Rudy that can be in there and play with Hartenstein and Julius is a big physical presence that can go up against Chet. So I feel good about OKC. I don't feel as good against that size and athleticism of the Lakers, and then the shooting and what they had going on at Golden State. They got a good vibe going at Golden State.
Enjoy that spectacular nightlife in Memphis. Go ahead. Go out.
Hey, by the way, you know, I want to get into this with you at some point. We can do it off air, but if you were going to go to the Masters, you've been to Augusta, where would you put your chair? Where would you go and sit?
I would sit. There's a spot. There's a spot along 11 right fairway where you can see 11 green. You can see 12. Part of 12, and then you could see a little bit down 13. You know, so you
would go when you got through the gates, you'd go right there first.
I walked mainly, but if I was going to stay, that's where I say you got to stay back because you got to avoid the big bleachers behind the tee on 12, though. And it lives up to every bit of the hype. And I'm told you're going to get me on the course next week, so thank you.
And by the way, the 2:30 start on Sunday is upset with the schedule maker.
Criminal. If I was calling games, you know what? I would still have the damn Masters on.
I know.
Would still have the Masters on. I still would call the game 100%, but
I wouldn't
need that replay. I got no replay, but I can tell you what Rory just did on 16. All right, we're late. I got to go. See ya.
Thanks.
Pete in Memphis. Jason next.